Do you hear that? It might sound like nothing to you, but it's actually the sound of nuclear, wind and solar energy. At EDF, we're busy generating more British zero carbon electricity than anyone to help keep future energy costs down for everyone and help cut UK carbon emissions to nothing. Sound good to you? Find out more about our zero carbon generation at edfenergy.com/helpinbritain.
This is a message to anyone who hasn't had their coffee this morning. Guys, we've got a deal to help. At Costa, you get a rich, strong, barista-made coffee. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? An oh-so-flaky all-butter croissant and a deliciously juicy innocent juice from 5.99 until 11 a.m. So get up and go grab a deal at Costa. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Full T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
Well, welcome to Day 13, Inside Euro 2024. I've finally awoken from my England stupor. Yes, that was enough to put anybody to sleep. Lots of work for England to do. But enough of England, and on to something far more entertaining. Romania against Slovakia. That's the game I'm covering today. So I've just arrived at the Frankfurt Stadium. Very pleasant train journey from Cologne to Frankfurt. Took about an hour and 20 minutes on the icy train. And some may say that this match is potentially a dead rubber, as both have put themselves in great positions to qualify. But there's another subtext about this game, and I'm going to go back into the history books and tell you all about it and see what your reaction is and see if you think that this game today may play out the same way. So, here we go for a little bit of history. June 25, 1982. Yeah, that's right. 42 years ago yesterday at the Stadium Au Molinon in Gijón, West Germany were taking on Austria. This was the last game of Group 2, and back in those days, back in those enlightened days, FIFA didn't actually play the two group games at the same time. So Germany knew, and Austria knew, exactly what they had to do to make it to the next round. Well, in Group 2, there was a shock. Algeria were actually leading the group, and they'd put together some fantastic results. So for anything to happen, West Germany had to win 1-0 or 2-0, and that would be that. And West Germany and Austria would qualify. So what happened was that in the 10th minute of the game, well, Horst Rubesch scored for West Germany. And for the next 80 minutes, nothing happened. The team in possession often passed between themselves in their own half. And then if someone from the other team came, they would just knock it back to the keeper. Now and again, they would whack a long ball into the opponent's half and we'd rinse and repeat. There were hardly any tackles. And both players, both sets of players, just made no attempt whatsoever to play any kind of football. The only player that was livening up the game was Walter Scharner, and he had very little success because no one else could help him. I mean, the performance was so bad, West German TV ARD, the commentator, Eberhard Stanček, he refused to commentate on the game any longer. This was the West German commentator. The Austrian commentator, Robert Sieger, he bemoaned the spectacle so hard that he asked viewers to turn off their TV sets. I mean, it was an absolute stinker. Now, the Algerians obviously complained to FIFA, who, as per usual, just ignored the protests. And Austria and West Germany went on to the knockout stages. And West Germany, in fact, went on to the final where they lost to Italy. So this match became known as the Disgrace of Gijón. And it has gone down in history. Now, the German saying is Nichtan Giftspakt von Gizon, which means the non-aggression pact. Now, why am I telling you this story? Well, I'm telling you this story because today, Slovakia and Romania both know that if they tie this game, they will be going to the knockout rounds of the tournament. For Romania, they haven't been in a knockout game at any international tournament since 2000, and that was the Euros. For Slovakia, a little more recently, back in 2010 during the World Cup in South Africa. Now, I've been speaking to some fans and journalists to get their opinions about what they think will happen. And I mean, it's a real tough one because think about this from a coaching perspective, even a playing perspective. What is your number one goal when you get to a tournament, especially a tournament that has a group stage? Well, the goal has to be to get out of the group stage. I mean, there can be no other goal. I mean, we could look at Albania, for instance, and they gave their fans a good old time, but they finished bottom of the group. And if you were to ask them, would you have rather bored your way to qualification, much like England have, or would you rather be going home? I'm sure they'd say, no, we want to advance. We want to qualify. So from the coaching perspective, you've got to imagine that they're going to send out their teams to get the required result. Now, the coaches tonight are Edward Irodenescu from Romania and Francesco Calzona, who coaches Slovakia. He's obviously Italian. Edward, obviously Romanian. And they've got a chance to make history. And I'm sure they're on bonuses and they'll return back to Romania and Slovakia as national heroes. Now, on the other side of the coin, maybe the teams are going to go hammer and tong and they're really going to go for it. And it'll be one of the games of the tournament. Bloody hope so. I mean, coming all the way here. But let's see what the fans and journos have to think.
My name is Robert Iosu. I'm from Romania, Bucharest.
Have you heard of the disgrace of Gion?
No, which disgrace?
This is a game that was played in 1982 between Austria and West Germany. And the scenario was simple. Germany had to win by 1-0, and both teams would advance to the knockout stage. Germany scored after 10 minutes, and then they didn't kick a ball for 80 minutes. Today we have a situation where 0-0 is a great result. If it's a terrible game, would you still be happy?
Well, I don't know. I bought yesterday the ticket for a lot of money. So I bought it to see a great match, not necessarily a draw-draw or a 0-0. Yeah. So maybe a 0-0 with two penalty missed. Yeah, something like this, exciting. But I don't know how it will feel in the end. But I think both teams will try to win. I mean, they are very professional. And I think journalists started this debate. I saw it in Romanian newspapers first, and then everybody took it over. And now you are mentioning about history. It's something recent. It was, I think, Sweden and Denmark, 2-2. I think more recent. Yeah. So it is happening and can happen. Yeah.
As a fan though, and you know, like your heart is with your team. You want to see them go to the knockout rounds. So what is more important, advancing or entertaining?
For me, it's entertaining, but for them, probably it's advancing. And also, in the end, for the ones that they want to see another game with Romania, I would like to go again. So maybe it will be a good result, 0-0. But I don't think it will be 0-0.
Oh, well, I hope so as well, because I'm traveling a long way. Obviously, you followed Romania for a long time. I remember the days of Hagi and Dimitrescu. I mean, just an amazing team. Why has Romanian football, why has it suffered for so long?
Well, you know, during communism, it was a different way of living. You needed to do something in terms of, I don't know, professional, in order to be better and have a very good condition. Right now, it's easier. Kids, they have most of, I mean, everything that they need from their parents, it's granted. And they do not need to work so much to obtain what exactly they, like you are obtaining a, like a professional.
My name is Michael. I work for the Slovakian Football Association.
Michael, an amazing opportunity today for Slovakia to make it to the knockout rounds. What does it mean to the people back home?
The last tournament in 2021, the COVID one, was kind of sad, with a sad ending for us. A 0-5 defeat from Spain, which is not something you want to have as the last game of the tournament. So, yeah, this is a big thing for us. It's a big thing for the country, which is in a sorry state, I would say. And yes, we all want to advance, and ideally from the first place, of course, because why wouldn't we? If we don't have to play England or Spain, let's not, maybe.
What do you think the mindset of the supporters and the team are, though, knowing that a tie is good enough to go to the knockout stages?
Well, I think both of the teams and both of the fan bases know this. Of course they do, and I think if there is a draw, there will be celebrations all over the stadium, to be sure. But I don't think either us or Romania can just play with the 0-0 mindset, because it doesn't pay out. And for both of those teams, it would mean a very hard round of 16 opponents. So I think nobody wants to play France, and the second team from our group will. So I don't think this is going to be a draw.
There's a very infamous game that's being floated around, which was the disgrace of Gijon, which was in 1982 when Austria and West Germany met. Have you been hearing any stories about that?
I haven't. Not really, no. Sorry.
What does the national team mean to everybody? Because obviously the domestic game isn't on par with, say, the Bundesliga or La Liga or along those lines, but the national team, there seems to be a lot of fever and passion about it.
Well, I would say as people, we are fans of success. When the team is doing good, we have fans. When the team is doing bad, everybody hates us. So yeah, definitely football is the most popular sport in our country by far, because you can play it anywhere and everywhere, and you just need a ball and you don't need like seven other things to actually play football. You can play it on the street, and everybody loves to watch it. Everybody knows everything about football, or at least they do think so. And yes, when there is a major tournament like this, all of the country is full of managers, trainers, coaches, skippers, everything you can possibly imagine. Everybody would be better than those guys who put their heart out on the field. And yeah, that's the mentality. There you have us.
Vlad Nedelea, Golazo Datro from Romania.
Romania's not qualified for the knockout rounds of a big tournament since 2000. How important is this game today, knowing that even a draw will be sending you through?
When you arrived here in Germany, you have an objective to do the best, to make the country proud of the team. All what happened in the last days was a bonus from Romania. We don't have pressure, we play for fans, and now all the country is very proud of, about what happened in Germany. If we qualified, it will be the best performance from Romania in European Championship. I think it's a start for a new generation in Romania. We don't have teams like this. Okay, we have the gold generation in 1994 in United States World Cup. But this generation is another kind of team. It's a team who played with a soul, with a mind, not very talented, but it's a team who play with a brain.
You bring up a very interesting point that they can play without pressure today. And when we look at all the other groups, there's been so much pressure in the last game. How do you think that's going to affect the flow of the game? Both Slovakia and Romania will be thinking, we're in the round of 16, maybe we save some energy.
In Romania, all people spoke a lot about this fact. I think the objective is more important. Romania must play for qualified, not for fans now, because it's a most important moment of this generation. Okay, Slovakia told us at the press conference that we'll play for victory. Romania, same. Edi Iordanescu said us about victory. Andrei Burcă, one of the most important players from Romania, same, told us about victory. To see Romania in the next phase of competition. Not, it's not important, the game.
Positioning, though, could be important. Who becomes one, two, and three? You get to avoid certain teams. Who don't you want to play?
I want to play against France. Okay, we don't have many chances about with France. It's a big team. I think France can have in this competition two or three teams, and he can qualify in the next phase. It's a big team, but I want to see Romania with against a big team.
My name is Martin Kaigl, and I work for Radio Slovakia.
Martin, a big game today, but no pressure. Now, how does that affect the mindset of the Slovakian team?
Well, no pressure. I mean, it's, from different vantage point, it looks like there is a pressure because this is the historical opportunity for Slovakia to win the group and to earn a place in a better half. And then maybe, if everything goes well, a chance to go to quarterfinals, which would be unprecedented success for Slovakian football. So, but yes, no pressure. Even the Romanians said yesterday that it looks like a draw 24 hours before the game, because that suits both of the teams.
So, 90 minutes later, it was a draw, but not the kind of draw that we all expected. It truly was a breathtaking game of football. The atmosphere was just simply electrifying. I'd say there was probably 40,000 Romanians in a 50,000 seat stadium, and they made one hell of a racket. And to be fair, so did the Slovakians. And, I mean, both teams just went for it. It was so exciting. And the most incredible thing happened in the 60th minute. This loud, loud thunderclap, followed by the most intense, insane rainstorm, just hit the stadium for 10 minutes. The rain was coming in sideways. The Romanian fans had just tore off all their shirts. The atmosphere that was just, you know, completely bonkers went to the stratosphere. It was just magnificent, truly magnificent, and really, really enjoyable. Yeah, to be fair, the last 5 minutes was a little bit of cat and mouse because they both knew that they were going through. But really, for me, one of the games of the tournament. And congratulations to Romania, congratulations to Slovakia. And Belgium got through with a 0-0 draw as well. So goodbye Ukraine, which is a shame. But, you know, Belgium are one of the somewhat fancy teams, and that group was really quite amazing that all four teams finished on exactly the same amount of points, but the top three go through. Well, I'm on the train now. It's been delayed for an hour and a half in Frankfurt. So I will be getting back to Cologne very, very late again. But tomorrow is an off day, so maybe a chance to do some sightseeing. So until then, I hope you're enjoying the Euros. I am. I'll speak to you later.
play Set for Life and you could... £10,000 every month for 30 years. Set for Life. Play now on the National Lottery app. Terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Hi all.
How are we doing?
Afternoon.
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 Let's get this meeting.
Meeting.
Meeting started.
Dad.
Hi, Mom.
Where's the tablet gone?
When everyone's home, EE Work Mode prioritizes your broadband for working from home with faster speeds in more places than anyone else. So...
Yeah, I've got you loud and clear. Clear as a bell.
This is broadband made for working from home. Search EE Broadband, powered by BT.
Work Mode with EE Smart Hub Plus. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
McDonald's fries. You taste of paradise and my love I can't disguise. Oh, McDonald's fries.
Thanks for the poem, Lisa. The fries you love now love your bag. Introducing McDonald's Surprise Fries. Millions of tasty prizes to be won, including cash. Peel on any medium or large fries for a chance to win. End 2nd of July. App may be required. 18 plus. UK only. Serve from 11 a.m. Terms apply.
Picture sitting on a park bench. Gentle breeze. Butterflies. Nothing on your mind. Apart from the fact that once more your investment's growing in the background and its dividend has increased for the 57th year in a row. Relax. Welcome to your comfort zone. Oh yes, there's a fountain too. Of course there is. Alliance Trust. Find your comfort zone. Capital at risk. Dividend increases not guaranteed in the future.